بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to one and all to the Fiqh program here on Markaz Sahaba Online. And this is the last Fiqh program for the month of Ramadan. So we will go through some of the things with regard to when qaza and kafara become wajib, as we were discussing last week. And this month of Ramadan has really flown by, you know, and we say that every year. But it is all the more reason for us to take stock of ourselves and see that have we taken maximum benefit of this month, and how do we take maximum benefit in the remaining moments so as not to let this month go by without gaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This last 10 days is for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance in these last moments of Ramadan that Allah ta'ala saves us from the fire of Jahannam by reciting this dua abundantly. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. That, O Allah, save me from the hellfire. Nevertheless, last week discussing the things that make qada wajib. Now, qada is just when a person needs to keep one roza in lieu of one that had broken. And we went through all of those masail when a person will have to repeat the fast. Then we mentioned as well that besides qaza, there is also something known as kafara. And kafara is a sort of penalty if a person has to intentionally break their fast. So what makes kafara wajib and what is the kafara? If a person has to eat, drink, or have relations with one's wife during fasting, if a person has to do these three things intentionally without a valid reason, then obviously at that time, a person will have to make qada, that means one in lieu of the one that was broken, and have to pay the kafara as well. So what makes kafara wajib? Eating, drinking, or breaking the fast in any other manner, like for example smoking as well, without a valid reason, will make both qaza and kafara necessary. That means one qaza and a kafara. I will explain what is the kafara in a moment. The second thing that will make qaza and kafara wajib is if a person has to apply surma into the eye or rubbing oil on the head and then thinking that the fast is broken to eat and drink intentionally. If a person has to apply surma, which we know does not break the roza, and the or rub oil on the head, and that also does not break the roza. And if the person now thinking that the roza is broken, that the fast is broken to eat and drink intentionally. Now, if a person has to eat and drink forgetfully and then has to think that his roza is broken and he eats intentionally after that, then only a qaza is wajib. But when it comes to applying surma into the eye or rubbing oil on the head, then a qaza and kafara is also necessary. Eating, like we said, eating, drinking, or having relations with one's wife, and this is done knowingly while a person is in a state of roza, then this will make qaza and kafara both necessary. To drink any kind of medicine intentionally, this will also now make qaza and kafara wajib. It's not just qaza, but qaza and kafara. And if a person is sick, then a person has that ability to basically be, you know, to take the medication and to break the roza, then just a qaza will be wajib if a person is sick. But to take medicine intentionally without really requiring it, then this will make a qaza and kafara both wajib. What is the kafara? To keep consecutive fasts for 60 days, consecutive 60 days fasts. So a person has to fast continuously. A person has to fast continuously for 60 days. Now there are other options for kafara which I'm going to mention. However, this is only when a person cannot fast for 60 days continuously. And I don't mean that it's difficult for a person to fast. I mean if a person's health is such that they cannot fast for 60 days consecutively. due to old age or maybe due to sickness, etc. But if a person is a normal, healthy person, then although it's very, very difficult, we know, and we can see from this penalty that how important it is for us to be careful with regard to our fast, that we don't break our fast by eating, drinking, smoking, taking medication, or having relations with one's wife that will necessitate this kafara. Now, this kafara, like I said, the first option and the main option is to basically be such that we now keep these 60 rozas. If a person is in a condition where they cannot keep 60 rozas, they are too weak to keep 60 rozas, or they are of an advanced age where 60 rozas are not possible. And this is maybe now for, fasts gone by back in the day that a person broke the fast, didn't know the masala, and now realizes that, look, I have to keep this kafara or I have to pay this penalty, so I cannot keep 60 fasts. And what are the options? So if a person is unable to keep these 60 rozas for some valid reason, continuous sickness, then, for example, then one has the option of choosing from one of the following four. One of the following four options: feed 60 people to their full for 2 meals. So to feed 60 people to their full for 2 meals, that is number one. Number two, to feed one person 2 meals a day for 60 days. This is the second option. So the first one is to feed 60 people to their full for 2 meals. Second option, to feed one poor person 2 meals a day for 60 days. The third option, to give 60 people 1.6 kilograms of wheat or its value in cash or food grains. To give 60 poor people 1.6 kilograms of wheat or its value in cash or food. And the fourth option is to give to one poor person not less than 1.6 kilograms of wheat, rice, or food for 60 days. So this is basically the four options that a person has when it comes to kafara and paying back the penalty for breaking one's roza. Like I mentioned, it is something very, very serious, and it is not with regard to these type of things that we actually see that it is for this reason we can see how important it is to make sure that our roza does not break intentionally. It is, look, and even this qaza and kafara, this is something that I wanted to mention last week. The qaza and the kafara, obviously, as far as a masala point of view, will pay back for that fast. But a person will never be able to recoup the blessings of one fast of the month of Ramadan. No matter if he fasts for the rest of his life as well. It is mentioned in the hadith with regard to this, O kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if a person has to miss a fast of Ramadan, then even if he fasts for years, he will not be able to make up that fast. But this is just a way of recompense that a person keeps the qaza and keeps the kafara if necessary. So all the things that we discussed last week will make only a qaza wajib. That means a person will just have to fast one roza in lieu of the one that was broken. And if a person has to eat, drink, cohabit intentionally, smoke intentionally, take medication intentionally, then a person will have to keep the qaza and the kafara. And like I mentioned, that it is wajib to keep, if a person is able to keep the fasts, then he should keep all the fasts. That means 60 consecutive fasts. If a person has to break that cycle of 60 consecutive fasts, then here again, a person will have to stop that and he will have to start again. He will have to start that 60 consecutive fasts again. So it is something very, very difficult, and that is why we should think very, very seriously about breaking one's fast. It is not a small thing, and the roza of Ramadan is a very, very valuable roza, something that we cannot keep again and get the same reward as fasting during the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah ta'ala may give us the ability of making shukr that we are in a condition to keep the rozas. Those people who cannot keep a roza at all due to sickness, due to old age, etc. And there is no hope of them really getting better later on. To keep those rozas, the qaza of that rozas, then they will have to pay fidya. Fidya is the same amount as fitra, the minimum amount of which is 22 rand per rosa. If a person wishes to give more, that is also fine. The minimum amount is 22 rand in lieu of each and every rosa. And this is fidya for only those people who could not fast in during the month of Ramadan, and there's little hope of them being able to fast in future. If there is a hope and possibility of the person fasting again in the future, then of course a person should not pay fidya, or can pay fidya if they want, but they must keep the roza when they are better as well. The qaza must be paid. And if a person paid fidya thinking that they're not going to recover, etc., but then find themselves in a position that they can keep the roza, even though they have paid the fidya, they should still keep the roza as well. The qaza of the rozas that they must. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat during this beautiful month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us many, many more Ramadans to come. With afiyat and with good health, so that we may take benefit from this beautiful month and gain the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for us, inshallah, as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a blessed Eid, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Until next week, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.